is James Brown, Kansas City. DJ, DJ Proby, Nicky Hogan.
Way down here, down in Cajun land. Oh, you got something going on, something like here for me to do it. I want you to try it for my thing, man. You give me on the Scooby-Doo. I see you on the Scooby-Doo. You walk up a fool, you. You walk up a fool, you all for the food, you,
Intellectual hipster, Nicky Hokey, P.J. Proby. Billy Stewart, every day, 18 past 12 on Great 98.
What you mean to me? Oh, Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean. I love you.
Girl, Michelle, 26 past 12 on Great 98. Yum, yum, gimme some. All you've got. And the hip bagel certainly has a whole lot. So nice, eat there in the morning. Get off from work, huh? Isn't it? So nice. You know that appetite is going to be treated right. The end spot for great sandwiches, way out burgers and platters and bagels. We've got it all. Have yourself a good eating ball. I just want to remind you that the special breakfast on Saturday and Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. is called the Roscoe Special, and you get it for just 99 cents. Fresh orange juice, 3 eggs with bacon, and choice of bagel from 6 different types and coffee. Just say you want the Roscoe Special, and you get it for 99 cents. No telling what you have to pay if you don't mention Roscoe. No telling how much you might have to pay. But I come so cheap, see. You just say Roscoe Special, 99 cents. That hip bagel. I know you be down there later on, you get off from work. It's the only place to go where that appetite will be treated right. Open all night, every night. Sunday through Thursday, 6 p.m. till 6 a.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 24 hours. The hippest bagel in town. 98 McDougal Street, corner of Bleecker, the heart of Greenwich Village. Aw, look at it. Nancy Wilson, an encore. Since I've fell for you.
You make me leave my happy home. You took my love and now you're gone. Since I fell for you, love brings sudden misery and pain. I know I'll never be the same. Since I fell for you. It's too bad, it's too sad, but I'm in love with you. You love me, and then you snub me. Whoa, what can I do? I'm still in love with you, and I guess I'll never see the light. I get the blues most every night since I fell for you. too fast. And I'm in love with you. First you loved me, and then you know, and then you know you snubbed me. Oh, but what can I do? Oh, I get the blues most of the night. Then I fell to you. I get the blues most of the night. Since I fell for you.
Nancy Wilson, I'm telling you, you know it's true. I don't know what to do since I fell for you. And this is Roscoe in stereo on the go for weekly pay. Vamanos, yo te quiero. 1, 2, 3. The Ramsey Lewis Trio. Sounds like more to me. Santa Maria. We'll be right back.
all happened at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true. From the east side to the north, just to find a fancy ramble in the zoo. But you can take a cross-town bus in the rain and all its cold, and the animals will love it if you do.
Was your new one, Simon and Garfunkel, at the zoo.
I was 21 years.
He's an oldie.
I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. Time hurries on, and the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Leather Green, Simon and Garfunkel. Here's the final selection on this segment. Blessed.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit. Blessed
Including a great medley of Simon and Garfunkel songs, Blessed. 10 minutes before one on Great 98. And I was just sitting back here thinking that sometimes it's such a pleasure to review different records, you know. And I reviewed 4 albums this month, among many others, but those 4 in particular stood out in my mind. From Blue Note, the Lee Morgan Cornbread album, the Happenings album with Bobby Hutcherson, George Braith album extension, and the Vibrations album, the 3 sounds. So, so great. And what a pleasure it was. I'm no jazz authority and I'm no jazz buff, but you don't have to be a jazz buff to love Blue Note. Tell you what to do. Get that free Blue Note catalog just simply by writing to a record catalog, WRFM New York 10018. Hello. What do you know? This is Roscoe. The next 30 minutes, join us in Rossland, in stereo. Rossland. That's Bossland. The home for the latest in automobile innovation. Treat yourself to Ross's important personalized service treatment.
My brother So she moves. A drifting light on Willow Street. Well, she is the one I'm loving most. Well, she is the very one I do hate to do.
Trains are running. Got to catch one of them. The Blues Project. 1:15. Cancer checkups help save lives, friends. To find out what four checkups are your best protection, you call the American Cancer Society's New York City Division, Plaza 9, 3500. Valentine's Day? Not too late to play something for Valentine's Day. So we dedicate it to all the Valentines out there, all the lovers, the love group. Revelation on Great 98.
Thank you. All the time I feel so good. All the time I feel all right.
the day after Valentine's.
They say that Richard Corey owns one half of the whole town with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want: power, grace, style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. The papers print a picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his party and the oysters on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. Lately for charity, he has become untouched, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind is filled with wonder when the evening headlines read, Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey.
But we ask ourselves, why did they destroy, you know, the picture, the concept, the idea, the impression that we had of Richard Corey? Why did they completely destroy it? They'll even go so far as to say he didn't really pull the trigger of that gun himself. Someone killed him. Someone killed him. You know, because we don't want to believe, we can't kill that impression that we had. See, he was a glamorous figure, a rags to riches success. And they're so rare. And they're so rare. Oh, don't tell me about the orgies on this yacht. They have rumors like that about all the pseudo-sophisticates. And the pure sophisticates, too. That's a rumor. That's a rumor. I don't want to pay any attention to that. Pay attention to the rags to riches story. The simple Richard Corey, rags to riches. He sold newspapers. He sold newspapers. And he, like the solid, ambitious American boy, he had a dream. He had a dream. Oh, conniving and contriving and deceit? No. No, business acumen. Business skill. See? Business skill. And he reached the plateau. So all the rags to riches. That's the story. No, he didn't pull the trigger himself. It was an accident. It was an accident. He was cleaning the gun for an African safari. See, he was cleaning the gun for an African safari. And it went off. It went off. He didn't know the gun was loaded. See? He didn't know his life was loaded. And it was loaded. It was loaded. Richard Corey. A most peculiar man.
He was a most peculiar man.
That's what Mrs. Green says. And she should know. She lives upstairs from him. She said he was the most peculiar man. He was the most peculiar man. He lived all alone within a house, within a room, within himself. A most peculiar man. He had no friends, he seldom spoke. And no one in turn ever spoke to him, 'cause he wasn't friendly and he didn't care. And he wasn't like them. No, no, he was the most peculiar man. He died last Saturday. Turned out the gas and he went to sleep with the windows closed, so he'd never wake up to his silent world and his tiny room. And Mr. Britton says he has a brother somewhere who should be notified soon. And all the people said, what a shame that he's dead. But wasn't he a most peculiar man?
See, there's the rags to riches, and the riches to rags. See? And Richard Corey had all the wealth, all the wealth. And he had stature, and he had social status. See? But the peculiar man didn't. But yet, Richard Corey did a peculiar thing, just as the peculiar man did a peculiar thing. See? Suicide. And we say, what is suicide? What is it but the desperate search for a place to hide? The desperate search for a place to hide. That's the story of suicide. And they both did this, Richard Corey and the peculiar man. And Richard Corey was just as peculiar as the peculiar man. See? They wanted to leave it. They wanted to hide. And yet, we say, what do we say about Richard Corey? What a glamorous figure. What a, and we forgive him. Now, we don't forgive. We forget. We ignore everything about Richard Corey. Even the suicide. And the peculiar man, we shrug. We won't admit to it in others like Richard Corey. Because what then would it mean? Admitting to it within ourselves. And we save, you know, we save that last little bit. We have to save that. We have to preserve that. Because we too are afraid that maybe someday we'll look for the place to hide. April comes. She will.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. Restless walks, you prowl the night. July. passionate. The autumn winds blow chilling cold. September I'll remember. A love once knew has now grown.
Show now in progress. Until tonight, This is Roscoe. Remember, I sure love you so.
The time is W-O-R.